What's up, guys? Bob Busker here at Think Computers, and we are on episode 6 of our weekly tech podcast. And as always, I have Derek here with me, and we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on with the site, some tech news this weekend, some other cool stuff that we've been checking out. So, Derek, how is your evening going?
Yo, what's up, Bob? It's going pretty good. Just got out of work. Excited for the podcast.
Yeah, this is actually, you guys will get this on Friday afternoon. That's when it's going to go up on the site, but it's actually Thursday evening, and we're staying up late doing the podcast because I'm going to be driving for, 4 or 5 hours tomorrow down to Washington,
nice.
D.C., so I'm not going to be able to do it tomorrow, so instead of leaving Derek by himself, because we all know that would be super boring.
Horrible.
I decided to go ahead and stay up, and we'll do the podcast. So, are you excited for spring? Because it's been pretty warm out. At least here in Pittsburgh, it's been warm.
It's been warmer there, but it's been warm here, and I am so excited, like ridiculously excited.
Yeah, I was able to wear a t-shirt the past couple days, and I was like, oh wow, like this is awesome. I haven't experienced this in a while.
Like remembering what it's like to like. Be a person again.
Yeah, so definitely excited for that coming up and all the warm weather and me trying to be done with work by like 1 or 2 to go out on the river all day.
Nice.
That's another story, but getting into our reviews this week, surprisingly, I did all the reviews this week. But we only did 3 reviews because we had some other articles, which we'll get into. But our first review is the TT Esports Black V2 gaming mouse. And this is, I'm actually using it right now. This is an all around really good gaming mouse. The original black was actually one of TT Esports' best overall, most awarded gaming mouse out there. It's really great for FPS games. It doesn't have a whole lot of buttons. I believe it has 7 total on it.
It looks pretty sparse, I guess you would say,
as
far as buttons go.
Yeah, it feels really good. They added this new, like, so this is the V2, version 2. They added this new coding on, which is super comfortable. I've been playing a lot of City Skylines, which I wouldn't say that you use the mouse that much, but doing some Payday 2 and a couple other games. And the coding feels really nice. Like, I played City Skylines, I think, for 5 hours the other night. Yeah.
And, like a boss.
Yeah. So, like, obviously I was moving the mouse around, and, like, you know, it didn't feel like, because with a lot of mice, after, like, with any gaming product, I feel 2 hours. After 2 hours, it's either going to feel bad or just be normal. And with this mouse, it was normal. My hand didn't feel like any fatigue or anything like that. Yeah, it just works really great. It's just an overall good mouse. I think it's $50, which
is a great price.
Yeah, which is a good price. It has I think it's 5700 DPI Vago sensor, Omron switches. It has a companion software which allows you to customize and set macros and do all that. Everything that you would expect from a gaming mouse. I think I gave it a recommended award, or maybe I didn't.
You did. Yeah, you did.
I did?
Yeah.
Okay.
10 out of 10.
Yeah, 10 out of 10. There's nothing I can really say bad about this. And it comes with a carrying case, too, which we don't see a lot anymore with gaming products as companies are trying to cut down costs and everything like that.
Yeah,
but it does come with the carrying case, which I like because, you know, esports and gaming is becoming so popular. A lot of these, you know, kids are taking these products with them to LAN parties and to friends' houses and to whatever. And, you know, just having that carrying case just makes it better. And, you know, a lot of companies just aren't doing that, and I just like it. So
it really adds value and, like, longevity because, you know, you're not going to drop the thing all over the place.
Yeah, and if you are, like, a traveling gamer, you know, you have, like, a gaming laptop or something like that, and, you know, you're – a lot of times – so I have mice that I just throw in a backpack. And a lot of time they get scratched and certain things happen to them. With a carrying case, it's not going to get scratched. It's going to protect that nice finish, you know, all that kind of stuff. So,
nice.
Yeah, definitely a good mouse to get if you're in the market for one. And
hey, one last thing on that. Anthony on the site asked, is it good for left-handed people?
Well, I'm not left. Actually, I am left-handed, but I use my right hand for my mouse. But I mean, it can be. I wouldn't say it's not ambidextrous, because the actual left side. So, with a right hand, it's like I'm right-handed, So the left side where your thumb would be, it kind of sticks out a little bit to kind of hold your thumb on there, I guess you would say. So it wouldn't be good for left-handed people. So it's not ambidextrous. So the design, if you actually look at it, kind of looks like it would be, but it's really not. Because if I hold it in the other hand, it's just... I would say you could use it, but it's not ideal. You have the better feel with your thumb using it in your right hand.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So going on to another gaming product, a new company that we've actually never worked with before, Tesoro sent us their Excalibur Spectrum gaming keyboard, and this is a mechanical keyboard, and I really did like it. Overall, good solid feel. With gaming keyboards, I feel that you really need that solid feel, and this keyboard did have it. The only real downfall of this keyboard is that it does use mechanical switches, but it doesn't use Cherry MX switches. It uses the Kale switches, which we've seen in a couple other keyboards, and they just, like, I was using that keyboard for a couple weeks testing it and all of that, and I actually just unplugged it today from my computer, and I went back to the Cougar 600K, which uses Cherry MX Blues, and the switches on the Excalibur Spectrum were the Kale Blues, and I just, it's like, not like night and day, I would say, but I really prefer the Cherry MX Blues better.
How would you describe the difference between, like, the actuation? Like, how do they feel differently?
I would say that they feel stiffer. The Kale switches feel stiffer.
Like, they don't want to actuate.
Yeah,
easily.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's just, it just doesn't feel as good
okay.
compared to the two. But the keyboard is still really great. It's a kind of no-hassle keyboard, no extra keys, no macro buttons or anything like that. It is a full keyboard with full number pad, and it has the RGB backlighting, which is awesome. So you can do, I did a video in the review showing all the different lighting modes. You know, this is a keyboard that you could definitely show off to people. But yeah, the only downfall, if it was Cherry MX Blues, I would like it much better. Just the Kale switches, to me, using a Cherry MX Blue and a Kale Blue, I prefer the Cherry MX Blue. So,
Well, maybe in the future we'll have the option to choose the switch manufacturer.
Yeah, it looks like right with that keyboard, they're going with the Kale switches. So I believe you get between red, brown, and blue on that keyboard. We'll see if Tesoro starts to use Cherry MX. I know a lot of people have gone with the Kale because they are cheaper. But overall, still a great keyboard, and again, one that you can definitely show off at a LAN party.
Yeah, for sure.
And then my final review of the week was a solid state drive from Crucial. This is their BX100, and I actually took a look at their highest capacity, which is 1 terabyte. And surprisingly, for 1 terabyte, it's only $374, which is about 37 cents a gigabyte. So that's the whole thing behind this drive, is that they wanted to have, so we just reviewed a couple weeks ago their MX200, which is their high performance drive, and this is their more cost effective budget drive. This is the drive that their idea behind it is to get more SSDs in the hands of more people who are traditionally using mechanical hard drives, because you're going to get the better performance. So this is the best they could do, you know, with the cost and still have good performance. The only real downside of this drive is that their write performance is a little slow.
It's not terribly slow though.
Yeah, it's
454.
Yeah, it's not terrible for a solid state drive in any means. It's rated at 450 megabytes a second sequential for write. The only issue with that is as you go down in capacity, you lose the write performance. So actually the 120 gig drive only has, I think, 180 megabytes a second. So,
oh, wow. That's significantly slower.
Yeah. So that has a lot to do with the controller. This uses a Silicon Motion controller, and this is the first time I've actually reviewed a product that has a Silicon Motion product or controller in it. And the controller is great, I felt. It handled all the tests very well. Again, it's only rated for 450 megabytes a second write, and it performed just up to that. The read speed is performs right up to specs as well. just an overall good drive, and I feel that it's great that Crucial's doing this. I think a lot of companies are doing this now because we're beginning to see these high capacity solid state drives come out that are actually affordable for a lot of people. You know,
yeah, a terabyte below the $400 mark. I mean, now you're talking about like putting a terabyte in a laptop for a reasonable cost, you know, for instance, and you've got enough storage in a laptop, I mean, for just about anything.
Yeah, and that's the big thing behind it is getting, you know, people who traditionally have mechanical hard drives. And the big thing is not only are you going to get a big performance jump, but it's less power consumption as well. And I know that's on the mind of a lot of people lately, especially when it comes to the laptops too, because that's going to increase your battery life.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you know, it's just a great all-around drive. I really enjoyed it. I'm probably going to use it in one of our test systems because of the high capacity. So probably like our video card test system, I'm going to throw it in there. Just because that – I'm actually still using a mechanical hard drive in there for whatever reason. I don't know.
Yeah. which you know, then you're really just going to be reading off of it. So.
Yeah. And the thing is, just
performance will be great.
Yeah, and you're gonna, if you're upgrading from a mechanical hard drive, you're instantly gonna know that, you know, you're gonna tell the difference. Your boot time is gonna increase. Your loading, you know, large programs, say like Adobe Photoshop or Premiere or any games, you'll see them load extremely quick. So yeah,
level loading and in between levels in games is just, you fly by.
Yeah,
I remember. Or you're the first one into the map, for instance.
Yeah, so that's kind of a funny story, because so when Battlefield 4 came out, I was playing it. I originally got the game just to benchmark it with our video card reviews, and there was a section in the game where I benchmarked, and you would have to load the level. And as I said, the video card test machine has a mechanical hard drive in it. So then I actually started playing through the campaign and all that on my main PC, which has an SSD. And I was like, wow, this level loaded so much faster than I would have to wait when I was using the test machine. So it was actually – you can really tell the difference when it comes to moving from a mechanical to an SSD. It's just great to see.
One of those little reminders to
– yeah.
Just tell you, appreciate what you've got.
Yeah, for sure. So – moving on, those were all of our reviews this week, and we actually had two articles this week, and one is pretty much the favorite article of everybody for the month. Each month we do an article where we go out and find just the worst PC setups, and what I mean by that is people who have like this messy desk, or they're stuck in this small little area and they have to try to get their PC set up, or they're stuck on the couch and they're, you know, you know, those type of things.
They moved and they don't have any furniture yet.
Yeah, they don't have any furniture and their monitor's on a box and all this kind of stuff. So what we do is we catalog 20, we find 20 of the best ones for the month, and we post them on the site. And do you have one that was your favorite this month?
Mine right now is going to be the one with a certain paraphernalia sitting in it.
I was gonna make that the main photo, but I was like, I don't know if I should do that.
I'm really curious where this person is, you know, located at, and whether they know that.
So this person, it looks like they game on the couch or whatever.
Yeah, using pizza boxes.
It looks like he has one pizza box for his mouse and another pizza box for his keyboard. And then the tower is actually sitting on his living room table.
Yeah, on the coffee table.
And it looks like, well, I'm not sure if, it looks like the monitor has a stand, but if not, the monitor is being held up by, are those books, I think?
I think they are books, yeah, J.R.R. Tolkien.
Yeah, so I think those are books, and then there's just stuff everywhere.
Yeah,
so this, if you,
it's just a mess.
Yeah, it's just a mess, and most of these are. So if you want to feel better about your PC setup situation, go ahead and check these out. It's quite funny, and sometimes you just feel bad for these people too.
Yeah.
You know,
some of them I look at and I go, you can so easily make that better. Why are you living like that?
Because some people are just terrible humans and don't know how to take care of themselves.
It's true.
At one point. I don't think I've ever shown you, but I, at one point, my desk was a just disaster area. This is like years ago. I think I was in college, and there's like beer bottles and just stuff everywhere. Just because like I was just too busy to clean, and I was in college, so I wasn't really,
Yeah.
You know, but
You're
like,
supposed to be messy to a certain degree.
yeah, well, it just, yeah, it just didn't, cleaning just didn't happen. So, yeah, there's come times where you kind of have horrible PC setups, and this is kind of the
You kind
article.
of feel for these guys.
Yeah, so this is the kind of article that definitely showcases some pretty horrible PC
Yeah,
setups. So, if you want to check that out, go ahead. And then our second article, which we do every week, is our Case Mod Friday, where we feature a case mod or a build that's out in the community that we've kind of noticed and we want to showcase. And of course, you guys, if you do, if you have your own case mod, you can go ahead and submit it on the site. We actually have a page on the site that you can go ahead and actually submit your own case. If
please do.
yeah, please do. We would love to see and make sure you have like links to like the build log and all of that, because that's where we get all of our information for the article. You know, because
I mean,
somebody actually submitted
we love
once.
mods, so bring them.
Yeah, somebody submitted one today, and they just sent me the pictures. They didn't send me any other information. And in order for us to complete the article, we kind of need a little bit of information on your build. So definitely, if you're interested in submitting, go ahead. But this week we took a look at a mod called Orange Horizon, and I love the colors. I know you don't like them. I don't feel you.
I actually love those colors. It's just, I'm not feeling the color matching, I guess. Orange and white and black. I mean, I love those colors, but yeah, I'm just not. I don't know. I feel he could have matched his diet a little bit closer, but that's all.
Okay, well, I liked it.
That's
But no,
fine.
I get what you're saying.
Fine. That's fine,
I
Bob.
get what you're saying though. So this mod was actually, this isn't necessarily a huge mod, because a lot of the ones we've taken a look at over the past month have been these like really in-depth crazy mods. And the reason I really picked this one out was that the builder, who goes by the name of Easynator, he this is actually his first ever build, and he said, "This isn't my first build, you know." And for being his first build, I feel it's really well done, and I feel it's
Yeah,
really
that's
well thought out. Maybe that, maybe,
hands down blows mine away.
yeah. So, being that it's his first mod, maybe that's why the colors don't match to your liking.
Yeah, well, I like I said, I'll let it go. I mean, but
But it's just an O.
next time he needs to get that die matched.
But that's why I was so impressed with it, because I mean, I don't think I could do this on my first try. I don't think I have the patience in general.
Now, I kind of think you should try now that we're talking about it.
I
Maybe
don't know. We should get a
get a video of Bob
we
doing.
should get a sponsored build going on.
We
I
should.
know. That'd be cool actually. If I had the time between running the site, doing the podcast, doing all the unboxing videos and all the news, I might have
Yeah.
time to build a, you
Do a
know, do
mod.
a mod. Instead of playing City Skylines, I'll do them on.
Or I'll do it.
You should do
And
it because you're actually good at this stuff.
yeah, I just don't have any ideas. So if anybody wants to comment on this and submit ideas for a mod that I should do, that would be cool too.
Yeah, we could get a big sponsored mod, like a community source, not community source, but like the idea sourced mod.
Yeah,
That'd be kind of cool.
for
We should
sure.
definitely talk about that in the future. But back to the mod that we're actually supposed to be talking about. I felt that it was great because it was his first ever mod, and
Yep.
it looks really great. I love the
It's really
colors.
clean.
It's really, yeah, that's one thing too, is all of these mods, especially the professional modders, but even I just love the clean look. I just want to look at it, like,
Yeah.
you know, it just looks awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just, oh man, I just don't know the color. I love that case. That's the Parvum S2.0, which is just
Yeah.
an awesome case, and we've actually featured a bunch of mods that use that case.
Yeah, that's one of the it cases right now, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's been one of the most popular cases to do mods, and it's just clean, it looks great. So definitely go ahead and check that out if you want to see some awesome white and orange and black in a
Right
case
on.
mod. So now it's news time, the exciting time of the podcast.
Back to the news.
Yeah, so our first news post is that we should be seeing a new Nvidia Shield portable console coming soon. We've all seen the last week we talked about, was it last week that we talked about the, or was it a week before? That we talked about the actual console, not the portable one.
Think that was a few weeks ago.
Okay. Well, a few weeks ago we talked about
Yeah.
Nvidia launching their their set-top box type console, their Shield type console. Now they're going to be, it looks like they're going to be revamping their original Shield. So this is the portable one with a little flip-up screen.
Right. And kind of a GameCast.
Yeah. Deal, if you will. So this, the reason we know about this is because a product described as NVIDIA Shield Portable P2523 has appeared in both Bluetooth and Wi-Fi certification websites, so it's public information. There's not much to really know about it. We do assume that it's going to be powered by the Tegra X1 that the other devices are powered by. That just makes sense.
Other than that, we just know it's connectivity, essentially.
Yeah, it's connectivity. Obviously, it's running Android. So I'm still not sold on this thing. I've never have been from the beginning.
I just don't see this as like a PC
thing. The only cool thing about it that certain games, like say first-person shooter adventure type games. It would be cool to sit on the couch and play them on this thing, as far as like you know that it has the streaming so you can stream games from your PC to it. So that feature I would like I don't even think Gears of War came. That's like the game I think about when I think about playing with a console controller is Gears of War. But like a game like that,
or like Halo,
the Assassin's Creed series would be
great. Yeah, Assassin's Creed right on, right
there. Yeah, so I would love to just like sit on my couch and play this and be relaxed. That would be the only reason. But that's the. Go ahead.
I wouldn't even want it. I wouldn't want this. I'd want the console.
This is true. Yeah.
You know, like I don't need the portable. I mean, I have my phone if I really want to.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's a market that it's just not us.
Yeah, I don't think it's us. The original Shield hasn't sold all that well. The only people I know who have got them for free at events.
Right.
So I mean, I think there are people that do enjoy it for the certain reasons. It is pretty cool, I feel, having that ability.
Yeah. To play games at that level. You know, that of graphic quality is really cool.
Yeah, but I just feel as a PC gamer, I want to use a keyboard and mouse for most of my games. I mean, like 90% of the games that I have.
Yes.
So, but that is, you know, they say late spring for that to come out. So NVIDIA will probably announce it at some point. And then we'll give you all the details when that, of course, comes out.
Cool.
So, also talking about NVIDIA... so last week we talked about them actually launching a GeForce GTX 980 Ti graphics card, which they said would launch in summer. Now it's going to be pushed back till after summer. This totally makes sense to me, because
I think it makes sense from their perspective.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, because right now with the Titan X and even the GTX 980. There's no competition currently.
Yeah, you got to sell those.
Yeah, you have to sell all of those. And, you know, there might have been people who heard that announcement. Oh, I'll just, you know, maybe I have an older graphics card. I'll just wait and I'll get the Ti when it comes out.
Yes.
So for this, it's just a good, you know, good move on NVIDIA's part. Wait till after summer. Wait. And that's the time when people are upgrading too. It's like right at the end of summer, like back to school type of thing, you know, September-ish. So,
It also lets them see how exactly what the 390X is going to do, and then they can just price accordingly.
They can price accordingly, and they can actually make improvements too.
Yeah.
So we will definitely see what happens, and of course,
I'm a little sad because I was pretty interested in this card.
Well, it looks like you're having to wait.
That's okay. I'm gonna have to wait.
Yeah. You don't need the 12 gigs on the Titan X, huh?
I not with this. It sounds awesome, but there's no way I will ever use it. No. I'm not spending, what do you guys spend, about $3,000 to $6,000 on monitors in order to actually use 12 gigs?
Yeah, seriously.
It's crazy.
So, also talking about graphics, we all know that DirectX 12 will be shipping with Windows 10, and that's kind of a big thing.
Definitely.
What was actually interesting is that PC World got their hands on a new version of 3DMark that has an API overhead feature test. And what this test does is it tests, say, DirectX 11 against DirectX 12. You can actually test it against Mantle as well. So right. It shows the performance difference between using the different APIs, if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't sure if I was making sense.
It's not comparing cards at all.
Yeah.
It's comparing the different DirectXs.
Yeah, and it's not used to compare systems or anything like that. It's just used to compare the APIs.
Yes. Okay. So don't look at these graphs on here as like, oh, look at how Mantle did versus this or that. It's this is DirectX 11 versus 12 versus Mantle, period.
Yeah. So the interesting thing was that the way the test works is it will draw so many cells before performance drops under 30 FPS. So with DirectX 11 multi-threaded, it did about 935,000 draw cells. So, and then moving to DirectX 12, it did 18 million. Or no, 13, sorry, 13.4 million.
Yeah,
which I don't even know how much of an improvement that is, but it's massive. It's such an improvement. If you look at the graph, the DX11 is just tiny, and then the DX
it's how many times is that? That's at least, well, obviously it's at least 13.
Yeah, so it's
probably more like 14 times.
Yeah, so now the thing is that both Microsoft and 3DMark and FutureMark, they said don't take this as the actual performance you're going to get, say, as in a game, because it all depends on how the game's written and everything like that. So, but this just
doesn't always go well.
This just shows the difference between the APIs, and it's pretty crazy, I feel.
Even for built-in graphics, like on CPU graphics, it's still significantly faster.
Yeah, it's much, much faster. And what's crazy is, so Microsoft has said you're going to see a 50% increase, which is pretty great, I feel, as like a...
Yeah, 50 would have been great.
Yeah, like a free bump up in performance. I mean, it's free, with Windows 10. I mean, but again, the game has to be written correctly and all of that.
Yes, and pretty much you're only looking at games that are going to start coming out now.
Yes.
That are going to just... Don't expect to take your old GPU and... say Battlefield 4, and then suddenly on Windows 10 you're going to be able to play the thing at 120 frames per second.
Yeah, you're not going
to... That's not going to happen.
It's going to be all in new games. But I feel this is really awesome, just because it's just great to see that. It's great to see...
Oh, yeah. I really like how Windows is... I guess it's advertising with 10. Like, they're really pointing out things that we care about this time around.
Yeah, it's not just like, here's Windows... Find out some things. Like they're
find out how terrible it
this
is
what's gonna happen. Here's this. This is what this is, just like the BitTorrent update thing and
yes.
And all
I feel like we've really turned a corner with Windows, and it's a company that we can maybe start to like again.
I mean, we have to use it, so
it doesn't mean
I mean, I'm still on 7, so I'm not really sold on 8.
Yeah, me too.
But It's just a cool thing, and again, this is something we should probably cover. We will be covering in the next, when Windows 10 comes out and the new games that come out, and just doing performance tests and things, which we should do on all of that. So definitely a cool thing, and definitely something to look forward to when Windows 10 does come out, and of course all of those new games based on DirectX 12.
Yes.
So, moving on from there, and also talking about Windows, another thing that was announced this week is that we talked a while ago about Microsoft getting rid of the Internet Explorer brand, and they're actually building a brand new browser. And this browser is called Project Spartan. And actually, in the latest preview build of Windows 10, Spartan was included. I haven't really seen anybody talk about it too much.
I haven't seen anything.
Yeah, nobody's really talked about it. I just know that it was included in the build. And Microsoft did stress that it's far from being a complete product. We're not really sure how much of it worked or, how well it rendered web pages or anything like that. But definitely something cool and something to look forward to. It's cool that they're putting it out. It's not even complete yet, and they're still putting it out for people to test and people to get their hands on and to give feedback. Again, like you said, Microsoft's really doing this because before you wouldn't get incomplete products. Like you get incomplete product as far as like the operating system. Yep. But when it comes to the other programs, you wouldn't see an incomplete product in a preview build. It just wouldn't happen.
Yeah. It's this time around, they at least are showing that they care what the user thinks, yeah. And that's awesome.
For sure. So, we'll move on to graphics card news. And I actually really want this card. Asus announced their GTX 980 20th Anniversary Gold Edition. So, this is celebrating 20 years. Right. And what they've done is taken their GTX 980 ROG Matrix, basically. Yes. And instead of the red accents, they're all gold, which look awesome. I am a Penguins fan. For any of you hockey people out there, really don't care about the Steelers, but Penguins fan. And so this card looks awesome. One of the best features I feel about the card is that the backplate is all gold. And it just looks badass, and
it does look really good. And black and gold, I've seen it in a few builds, not a ton, but a few, and I've been a fan almost every single time.
Yeah, it just
and this would just fit right in.
Yeah, it just looks really, really great. Something
classy.
They have overclocked the card. It's their highest clock GTX 980, so it has a core speed of 1317 megahertz and a boost all the way up to 1431. So
it's a pretty good clock. That's actually what I was guessing.
Yeah, it's about a 15% overclock from the stock GTX 980. So it's not this crazy high clock, but it still gives you a little bit more performance boost. I can't even talk.
It should overclock a little further than that as well.
Yeah, it should. Has a custom PCB, which all Asus graphics cards do have. And another thing is that they've actually removed the Cooltech fan on the cooler. So with the ROG Matrix, there is one Cooltech fan and one regular fan. So what they've done is they've taken the Cooltech fan out and they've just added another plain fan. And the main reason behind that is because it doesn't really need that as far as the way the fans work, because they've actually taken the 0dB technology from the Strix series. And what that does is that the fans won't actually spin up until there's a certain temperature threshold. So if you're really not doing anything, there's going to be the fans aren't going to be on.
Which just makes sense.
Yeah. So yeah, all around great card. They didn't announce how many cards are going to be available, when it's going to be available, or the price.
A lot, and not very many.
It's not going to be super limited edition. Like I remember, what was it, the 780 card from MSI, their Lightning? They made like 13 of them. Yeah. They made 13 of them or something. I don't remember.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say that limited. Yeah, but
I would say there should be a good amount around.
I think that anybody that actually wants one will get one, but that the price is going to be at a certain level that a lot of people will think twice.
I don't think it's going to be super high priced.
No?
I mean, they changed the colors and did a couple other things. Like, it's not like, because I remember that Lightning card was like super high clocked and it had like all this crazy, like the crazy highest capacitors and all this
stuff. Yeah, it had more VRMs.
Yeah, like this isn't on that level. This is like, we've taken the ROG Matrix, it's the same design, we've overclocked it, changed colors, like it's, you know what I mean?
It says 20th anniversary on it though.
I know, and it's black.
That's worth something.
And it's black and gold.
Yeah. Alright, well you buy one when it comes out and let me know.
Actually, I was thinking about it, like I saw it, I was like, I mean, I'm running a 570.
You definitely need an upgrade.
It runs everything. What's crazy is like I don't play games enough. I mean, I have cards like sitting here that I could use. I just don't use them.
Yeah.
But so moving on. The other day was April 1st. So there was a bunch of April Fool's jokes. It's from a.
Yeah, I want this though.
They will never happen.
Oh yeah, it will.
It won't.
I'm gonna work on the technology, I think.
So. Every year, you get on April 1st. You get all these crazy press releases from all these companies, and
the tech companies love it.
Yeah, the tech companies. It's so funny to see what they come up with. And you go to every website and you see, you know, everybody's doing April Fool's joke. So we only really posted one because I felt like it was the best one. So what it was is Be Quiet said they announced a wireless power supply called the Wireless Power Pro. And if you go to our post, you can see a picture of it. And they have like little antennas where the connections would be.
The picture actually looks pretty terrible.
Yeah, it's really funny. But that was their whole April Fool's. And a lot of people commented on our post and even on their post. It's like, I wish this thing existed, you know, all this kind of stuff. Because we all do, because we hate the cable mess that power supplies do have. So it was something really funny. The other funny one, did you see any other ones that were really good?
Yeah, but I had trouble finding them again, and I can't think of any.
Did you see the Tesla one?
I don't think so.
So Tesla Motors, obviously, came out with one about the car that was like, it was like the anti, it was like, we have an upgrade to our firmware that's anti-meter made. So when the car senses a meter made, it will turn on the windshield wipers and the windshield, like it would squirt windshield wiper fluid so they can't put the ticket on the windshield.
Yeah.
And then it's like, if it still detects that the meter maid is still there, they will just drive drive around the block, and it will alert you via mobile update that it's in anti-meter maid mode and that it will come pick you up or something. Like, that's really funny.
I bet that something along that line happens because, like, they're Tesla.
Yeah.
And why wouldn't they?
I mean, that's awesome. Yeah, so those are the two best ones. But I mean, as far as computer hardware is what we cover, the Be Quiet one was the best one that we saw for sure. Now, what is next? Oh, we have the Google Chrome bit, which will be coming out soon. So Google has been, you know, working on their Chrome OS for a while. We've seen the Chromebooks and all of that. So what they're moving into is called the Chrome Bit, which is an HDMI stick, sort of like the HDMI sticks we've seen. Intel has their Intel Compute Stick that's coming out this year, which will actually run Windows, I believe.
That's crazy.
So this will run Google's Chrome OS. It's HDMI, so you can plug it into your TV. And obviously with that, you'll be able to do web surfing. You'll be able to do a bunch of other things.
So you can kind of turn a normal TV into a smart TV.
Yeah, into a smart TV. Or you can do computing tasks. You can browse the internet. You can, you know, go to Google Docs. You can check your email. You can do all that. It comes with a USB port. Also has Bluetooth, so you can connect keyboard and mouse very easily. The device is actually made by Asus. And it features a quad-core Rockchip 3288 core A17 processor. I don't know why I'm reading this weird. Which actually has a ARM Mali 760 graphics processor, 16 gigabytes of storage, 2 gigabytes of RAM. As I said, USB port, 802.11 AC Wi-Fi, and Bluetooth 4.0. So it's going to give you everything that you want. I think these are like the new netbooks, right? So everything that you could really do on a netbook is turning into these little sticks, which is crazy to think about.
It kind of, reading through that, the specs remind me of essentially a smartphone specs too. So you should have performance at least on that level.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's going to be around $100. And as you can see from the picture, it comes in a bunch of different colors and all of that. So definitely something I'll probably get one just to mess with.
Yeah, it's neat.
I mean, I bought the Fire TV stick from Amazon just because. Well, actually, no, I bought it because it was $20. They had like a thing and it was $20. And I was like, it's $20. You know,
that's why I bought my Chromecast, but that thing turned out to be awesome. So
yeah, actually I don't use my Chromecast anymore.
No, well, you have a lot of other devices.
Yeah, I have the NZXT Doka, which I use daily. So
yes,
but I still have my Chromecast. I take it with me when I go on trips and stuff. That makes sense for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody wants to pay money to watch a movie or something in the hotel.
Yeah, that's just dumb.
Yeah. So that is pretty cool, and again, that will be coming out in expect, what did I say? It doesn't say when it's coming out, but it should be in the next couple of months. You should see that come out. So cool. Finally, moving on to some motherboard news. So when you think of motherboards, who's the number one company you always think about?
It's got to be Asus.
Yeah, everybody, Asus is always number one. And not only they're number one, like, as far as a, you know, like, fanboy type of thing, but as far as they've always outsold everybody else. That's why they're number one. Well, yes. Actually, this quarter, Q1 of 2015, they did not outsell everybody. Actually, Gigabyte outsold them. So Gigabyte actually shipped 4.8 million units, while Asus only shipped 4.5. And that's actually below both of their expectations for the quarter, which is no surprise for a couple reasons. One, you know, tablets and smartphones, they're just taking over the PC market. I know so many people that just have a tablet. Even Jack, like, Jack just uses a tablet for almost everything.
That's sad.
Yeah, well, that's Jack. So, but I mean, you know,
It is what it is.
And not a lot of people are upgrading right now either. I mean,
It's just a slow time of year, I think.
Yeah. So, both companies are expected to, their goal for this year was 20 million. If you're selling 4.5 in the first quarter, you're a little under that. So, it's cool to see. It's cool to see Gigabyte get that number one spot, and you know, maybe it will bring more competition for Asus, saying, okay, we have to push these motherboards, we have to come up with more features. Who knows what it's gonna do? But it's just a cool thing for Gigabyte, and I'm sure they'll send out a press release eventually saying that they.
I like that a lot, because actually, I've used those two pretty much exclusively, and I really like my Gigabyte boards.
I do. I feel that
Asus, I think, has a better. BIOS, though, still, to be honest.
Yeah, so out of all of the motherboards that I've ever tested, the ones I would say I do like MSI, though. MSI has really come on with a lot of their boards lately.
I think lately is probably the key to that.
Yeah,
though.
Lately. So they're building this fan base, and they're building this thing up, especially with, you know, MSI has really come on with a different series. They have the gaming series, they have the overclocking, which is called their I forget what it's called. I guess is that called their Lightning series as far as their motherboards? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, but they've really defined the series of their motherboards, and they have all these great features, and there's a lot of cool stuff on MSI motherboards to help them really catch up. But yeah, it's great to see Gigabyte get that number one spot, and you know, in 3 months we'll see if they still retain that number one spot.
Yeah, good luck to both.
Yeah, for sure.
Bring us better products. Yeah. We win.
So finally, we'll move on to some gaming news. Two things about Grand Theft Auto 5 for PC. One is that it will be released next week. Finally, and it's been delayed and delayed, and everybody's been asking. And so April 14th, or is that next week, or is that the week after? That is, yeah, that's next week.
April 14th is next week. No, week after.
Really?
Yeah, not next Tuesday, but the week after.
Okay, yeah. So in 2 weeks, you'll see Grand Theft Auto 5, and Rockstar released a trailer. This trailer is 60 frames per second, 1080p, PC, and... I was like, I'll watch it, but I don't really care. And then I watched it, and I was like, holy shit, this looks awesome.
Now I care.
Yeah, now I care. And I think that's the whole idea behind this. So the PC version has gone over this whole graphical overhaul, really.
Yeah. Thank you, Rockstar.
I don't you hate it when you see this game, and it's just the PC version is just like a port?
Yeah, and like it still took forever to give to us.
Yeah, so you know, with Grand Theft Auto 5, you can really tell that they've gone in and they've completely redone it graphically, which I know a lot of people are going to appreciate. And
if you're going to take this long, you better deliver like this.
Yeah, so definitely go take a look at the trailer. It's just badass, I have to say.
It's gorgeous. You're not going to be blown away necessarily by what like close up textures so much as is the overall look and feel of everything is just amazing.
I think some of the textures were good.
Some of it's like good, but some of it looks the same as it's always looked.
When he has like the glass, I assume he's drinking some type of alcoholic beverage. That shot, the liquid in the glass looks awesome, I feel.
Okay.
But yeah, definitely check out the trailer. It kind of got me excited about the game. Like, I actually thought about, like, okay, I'm gonna buy this when it comes out, just to check it out.
Yeah, I think that I will probably get it, and it'll be the first one I've ever bought.
Yeah, so I've been a fan of Grand Theft Auto. I played the original on PC, and then I kind of got away from the series a little bit the past couple releases, so this might bring me back into the series. It'd be fun to have something other to play than City Skylines, which I've been playing nonstop. Which we can talk about if you want, but
you sound like you might need to talk about it, Bob. So let's hear about your city.
Well, my city's awesome for one. but no, City Skylines is, for those who don't know, I guess we can talk about since we're done with the news, is kind of like the new version of SimCity. It is just, it's so well done. It's really awesome. What's really great about it is, so if you don't know what the Steam Workshop is, it's like for games that you can create content for, this is the public place where you can upload those items, those public items for people to use in their game. And obviously a city builder like City Skylines, there's tons of things, and the Steam Workshop allows you to, you know, it's integrated into the game, so you can go in and you can get all these cool items. So there's like, obviously there's cool like monuments and there's cool landmarks and things like that, but even like intersections, like doing the intersections as far as like the highways is a bitch, and people have pre-made intersections and things like that, and some other cool
mods,
yeah, there's some cool mods that help you out as far as like, there's one that like auto bulldozes like abandoned buildings, which becomes a real pain in the ass in the game,
trying to keep up with
it. And then like your landfills get full and there's like a mod that auto empties them to like another facility. There's all these different you know, because all of their models for all of the buildings, while there are a good variety, there's only so many, so people have created other models too and other things.
That's awesome.
So your city can look really diverse and different, and
so the game is exactly what you want to make it. It can be as interesting and unique and complex as you want to go and make it.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. My city's pretty big. I think I'm up close to, I'm a little over 75,000 people in my city.
Bob, I bought this game an hour ago. Give me like 4 days.
It takes
Bob.
A while. It's...
I'm gonna overtake. No, I got the secret formula. You just wait.
It's a really good game. I played it, like I said, I played it for like 5 hours the other day. I'm really building my city out. And once you get to a certain point and you're making money, because in the beginning you're obviously losing money.
Right.
But there's a lot of cool things and a lot of things that like in other games just aren't there, as far as like, so you have water pumping stations that are pumping out of the body of water by you. But then you need drainage pipes. And if you put the drainage pipes in the flow of your pump, people in the city are going to get sick.
Right.
And I actually had that. I actually, by accident, I didn't really notice that I was doing that. And everybody in the city got sick, like literally. And I was like, what's going on? And I thought it was actually just part of the game. So I kept on building hospitals and all this, like wasting all this money building hospitals. And I was like, wow, instead of putting a pump somewhere, I accidentally put a drainage pipe. Like I didn't realize.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah, so there's different things like that. And I'm sure, you know, like if you build a dam.
Yeah, we saw that picture.
You can flood your city. And actually, just before we got on this Skype call, I was playing, and I have like a little area that's like right by the actual ocean. And I guess something happened, and like the water actually like rose up, and it flooded a little section.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know what happened, because I just saw like you get this alert, and everything was flooded, and then like it went back down. Like the water
tsunami. You get hit by a tsunami.
I don't know if there's. I don't think there's really disasters in the game.
Hurricane.
No, I don't think like that stuff's not in the game.
Oh man.
But all in all, it's really great. I would suggest if you do get the game, to go into the workshop and just like what instead of like downloading, they call it subscribing. Like you subscribe to different things. Subscribe to a bunch of stuff because it will really help you out. But yeah, definitely check that out. And we'll
so like
go ahead.
like I said, I got it an hour ago, essentially. What's gonna be the what will be my favorite part of the game, do you think?
I don't know. I don't know what really you really like as far as that. I'm liking seeing my city grow. Like, so what's cool is you can have like really different parts of your city. So as far as your zones, there's like there's like commercial, industrial, and then residential. Yep. And as your city grows, you can move up to dense commercial and dense residential. So dense residential would be like skyscrapers and high rises and apartment buildings and things like that, where
right.
the typical residential is just like houses and things like that.
Yeah, small apartment yeah. buildings and
so
stuff.
So once as your city grows, you can see it actually grow bigger in the sky. Like as I'm not sure, I could probably look this up, but I would say as time goes on and buildings upgrade themselves, they mm-hmm. get bigger and taller, and like this one section of my city is just like it looks like New York City, like it's just crazy.
Yeah, I saw that and it looked really cool.
Yeah, so that's my dense residential section.
Nice.
But another cool thing about it is so you have industrial areas, but you can actually make like different sections of your town. There's this like highlight tool, and you can just like it's just like a I would say like a highlight tool. You can highlight different sections, and then as soon as you highlight them, it calls them and just creates a name for them. And you okay. can go in and you can set different specializations. So if, like, I have one section that's farming. So like if I plot industrial zones, there will only be farming. That's it.
Nice.
So I have this whole area where it's like it's all dirt roads and like it's kind of like I call it like the country, where like
you can like call it like where Mark's from.
Yeah, yeah, our buddy Mark who lives on a farm. You know, so we so you have that and like that, and then on the other side of that I have like you can set it to like forestry industry, so I have those two like out kind of like in the sticks, and then for you can set industrial to like I think it's ore industry, and then you can set one to oil industry.
So really specialized.
Yeah, you can specialize all that stuff. It's and then within those zones you can set different policies. So actually in the farming zone I have recreational use.
Okay.
Which makes drugs legal. And there's actually people
that I didn't expect. Yeah.
So it actually improves tourism in that area and everything like that. But I actually I got some stuff from Steam Workshop. So instead of regular farmers, I also people are building like marijuana farms and things like that. It's pretty cool in that aspect of it, because you need in order for those to be built or not, like, 'cause you don't build them. Like once you build a industrial zone, that gets built. In order for those to be built, you need to have recreational use turned on. You know what I mean? And
right.
you can set certain.
Certain things won't or will happen.
Yeah, and like
depending on how you
and then
set it up.
You know, with all those policies, you can increase taxes in a certain area, you can decrease taxes in a certain area, you can make public transportation free. Like it's really in depth.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's a lot. It's a lot of fun, and I like I said, I've been playing it nonstop. So. Yeah.
Nice. So when are you planning on running for office of Pittsburgh?
Never. I hate politics. That's another story. In
yeah, but look at you. You're just like you're killing it in cities. You.
That's my own little.
You need
thing.
To apply that to real life.
No, not at all. I run a website. That's enough for me.
All right.
So back to the podcast.
That was the podcast.
We're going to talk about what we have coming up next week. So Derek, we talked about it last
nice.
Week. Derek, he actually helped his son move into his new house, so he didn't get his review of the Antec P70 done. So that is coming up. So that is sort of a budget case from Antec. Again, Antec,
yeah,
they're kind of like right now. So they haven't really impressed me lately. So we'll see what Derek thinks of the P70 case. It is again one of the more budget cases. We've seen a lot of budget cases lately. Derek was even telling me, he's like, when are we gonna get some good cases in? You know, so
yeah, just more higher end.
Yeah,
cases.
More higher. Not that they're bad cases, but it's always fun to review that $250 case, right? You know.
Yeah, but you gotta start somewhere. So
yeah, it's that time of year too.
And
so
Yeah.
You know, when Computex comes around, that's when usually all the new cases are announced. So we'll see some good stuff around that time.
Yep.
I will be reviewing the Gigabyte X99 UD4 motherboard. So this is one of the more entry-level X99 motherboards from Gigabyte. Pretty excited about it. It's a really nice looking board. It is black and gold, sort. Well, not black and gold, black and yellow, really.
Yeah.
Good overall board so far. It's on the test bench right now.
Should be a good comparison between that and the Asus board you did last week.
Yes, that's kind of the whole idea behind it. Yes. So there's that. I will be taking a look at a Bluetooth speaker from Divoom. We did their Voom box. I can't remember the name of it. We took a look at one of their.
Yeah. Isn't it just the Voom
box? No, it's the Voom box outdoor. That's the one.
Oh, right. Yep.
So a couple weeks ago, or maybe a month ago, we took a look at the Voombox Outdoor. It was actually my favorite Bluetooth speaker right now. I'm using it all the time.
Nice. I'm actually also using it. Similar.
Yeah. We'll talk about that if you want, but.
No. I mean, I'm working on the review still.
So they sent us their Voombox Travel, which is a smaller version of the speaker. It still has the weather protection. It still looks really awesome. It comes on like a lanyard, so like say you're like you're out on your bike or you're doing some kind of activity, running or something like that, you can like throw it on your belt buckle, or you can put
the climber, hooked to his belt. Yeah. Like, that makes sense to me right
there. It
hooks
to your belt, and again, it's great for outdoors just for the fact that it has the weather resistance and all of that. I'm pretty excited to take a look at it. I did all the unboxing and everything. I haven't really, charged it and tested it yet, but I'm going to throw it around and see, what it can handle.
Cool.
So that is the Voombox Travel. And then finally, I'll be taking a look at a really cool gaming mouse. When they asked me to review it, I just said yes. I didn't really actually take a look at it. But this is the Rocket tie-in. And everybody knows Rocket these days for really great gaming products. And it's been a while since I've actually taken a look at one of their gaming mice. And this is pretty cool because it has two new buttons on a mouse that I haven't really used.
Looks very, very aggressive.
Yeah, and these two buttons I've never seen on mice before. So the first one, is they call it the accelerator, and what it is, it's on the right side of the mouse. So you hit it with your pointer finger, and it is a it's a single axis analog thumb paddle. So think of like a paddle that you would hit. When I was unboxing, I was playing with it, and it's really different for a mouse. So you would either hit that with your thumb or with your finger. I'm going to probably test it out. I'll play some FPS games and some other things where I can kind of set that to do certain things. I feel it's going to be like a really good for a quick weapon switch.
I use my scroll wheel. I set that to my melee, so that looks like something you could use for that.
Yeah, so maybe we can...
Instead of clicking
maybe we can get some matches of a Unreal Tournament going.
Yeah. It looks really aggressive. That's a different looking mouse. It's got to be the most different looking mouse I've seen.
Yeah,
in a long
time. I was really surprised because I didn't really take a look at it.
I really like the white and black one.
I don't have the white and black. I have the gray and black one.
We'll look at that.
But
one
also, they have this other button that's like, you know where you typically see. It's actually a little bit below that, but you know where you typically see like your DPI and DPI up and down buttons that are like in the center of the mouse behind the scroll wheel. This is something that's a little bit down, a little bit below that. And it's called the dorsal fin switch. And it's actually a two-way button that's controlled by your knuckle.
mid-knuckle.
Yeah, mid-knuckle. So it's pretty interesting to see. I was actually playing with it. And so it's like this vertical button that you can move back and forth. It's kind of interesting. Again, I
does it work?
Well, I haven't tested
it. Well, we haven't
I
used
haven't
it
tested
yet.
the mouse yet, so
Yeah.
I was playing with it and it seemed like it would work, but it's I think with all of these new, you know, with these mice that we see with tons of buttons and everything, you really have to use it. It can't be something
Yeah.
that, you know, it's going to
No.
take a little bit to get used to because obviously it's different than your typical mouse.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, no prejudgments until you've actually used it.
Yeah, so I'm really excited to test this out, and it's going to give me a chance to play some more games, which, of course, I've been doing too much of lately, anyways. But,
Yeah. That's okay. Gaming's good for you.
So definitely excited to take a look at that, and that would be it for the week. I might get a CPU cooler in at the end of the week, and you or next week, and you might too, but.
Yep.
Not exactly sure when those reviews will be done, so we won't talk about them yet. But one thing I was talking to Derek about doing at the end of each podcast is to talk about something that we've checked out this week or that we've seen or something that you guys can check out too. I know we talk about a lot of tech news, so this is like doesn't have to be tech related. It doesn't have to be anything. It's just something for you guys to check out, you know, something that we're into that you guys can, you know, check out too. So, do
Yeah.
you want me to talk about mine first, or do you want to talk about yours?
You go ahead.
Okay,
'Cause you're excited.
I'm
You're very
super excited
excited.
because it was awesome. So I've been watching a TV show. It's on Showtime. It's called Black Sails, and it's about pirates in Nassau, or I guess it's like the 1600s or 1700s, produced by Michael Bay. If you have a chance to check out the show, if you like pirates, if you like pirates, if you like the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, this is really good. It's a lot darker, obviously, than those movies.
Yeah, Johnny Depp's not wandering
Yeah,
around.
there's a lot of blood, there's a lot of killing, there's a lot of sex. It's
That's
like Game of Thrones.
what I
Yeah,
was about to
it's
ask
like
you. Is this Game of Thrones for pirates?
basically. It's very,
Nice.
very well done, I feel. So this past week was the finale for season two, and it was awesome. Like after watching it, I was like, hell yes. Like it was one of the best episodes. I think season two has a perfect 10 on Rotten Tomatoes, which is really good for a TV show.
That's, yeah, that's crazy.
You know, and the third season got renewed before the second season even aired. So it looks like, don't you hate it when you're watching these shows and then they just stop doing it? Like,
Oh my
I was
gosh.
watching
Yeah.
Magic City, which was really, really good, I felt. It was about the casinos in Miami in the early 50s.
Okay.
And I thought it was a great show. And then after season two, they were done. What's another one recently? I can't think of it. Well,
Yeah.
Pan Am,
Oh.
about the, you know, Pan Am
Yeah. The.
airplane. Yeah, it was
Yeah.
about like people who work for them, and it was pretty cool. That got canceled. There's so many shows that I've watched that just like, 'cause I'm always one to like check out a new show.
Yeah. And you get hooked, and then
Yeah, it's
suddenly
off.
it's
So
gone.
this seems like it's gonna be on at least for another season, which I'm excited to see what happens.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you're bored and you want to check out a new show, that's definitely one to check out. Very well done. If you like action, if you like pirates in that time period, it's really, really cool.
Nice.
So what about you? Do you have anything?
Yeah, I don't know how behind the times I am on this, but I came home and my wife was watching the Justin Bieber roast
That
on Comedy Central. I don't know if you
I
saw
didn't see it
this,
yet. I was
but oh my gosh, I don't like him at all, and that was the funniest thing. It was the best roast I've
Was
ever
he actually
seen.
funny?
He was okay funny. It the whole thing, like they just got him like
Oh, of
hard,
course.
man.
I mean,
Like,
there's you can't like
and I mean you got Shaq and Ludacris and Snoop Dogg
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
Kevin Hart. I mean, oh my gosh, they
Kevin
just
Hart's the one
gave it to him.
hosted it, right?
Yeah, Kevin Hart was the host, and every time he was back up, it was just like he had like just fire,
Off
man. It
the
was,
check. Yeah, that was like last week. I believe
yeah.
that was last week, I think.
Yeah.
Definitely something to check out. So I think that about wraps up our podcast this week. It's weird doing this at night instead of in the morning.
It's a bit
Because
different.
like now I'm like, okay, I can like relax and like chill. Like usually I'm like, okay, let's get it on the site, and I have all this news to do, and I have to do all this stuff. Like, so yeah. But remember, guys, we'll have this on a page on the site where you can check out everything that we took a look at this week and everything that we talked about in the podcast. And we'll link you to, I guess we'll link you to Black Sails and the Justin Bieber roast and everything else.
Yeah, why not?
You know, we'll have all that on there. And remember, you can also subscribe in iTunes. So if you're not sure when the podcast is going to come out, if you subscribe, it will automatically show up for you, so you don't have to worry about all of that. And we'll look forward to talking to everybody next week. Do you have anything else you want to add there, Derek?
Nope. Thanks for checking us out again, guys. All
right, catch you guys later.